Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The Wave, AM 1600 and 93.1 FM, and The Bug, 102.3 FM, thanks all of those who have donated to the Wave Initiative, an effort to assist in relief efforts following the massive tornado that hit Menasha on Monday, July 27th. Today is the last day we'll be accepting donations of cleaning supplies, non-perishable food, hygiene items, etc. If you're considering a donation, please drop it off at our offices at N7502 Radio Road in Ripon by 3 p.m. There are also donation bins at the Ripon Hy-Vee store if that is more convenient for you. Donated items will be transported to Calvary Bible Church in Neenah. Lists of suggested donation items can be found along with more information on our websites at wrpn.fm or thebug.fm. Municipal leaders from Menasha, the City of Neenah, Town of Neenah, Fox Crossing, and Winnebago County answer questions from residents impacted by last week's tornado in a town hall meeting Thursday. The city answered questions on debris cleanup, uninhabitable homes, and how it's funding recovery efforts, among others. Leaders received the most questions on debris cleanup as residents navigate around downed trees, power lines, and building materials. They're asking residents to create separate piles for organic material like trees and inorganic materials that come from buildings or inside homes if possible. In Menasha, crews are working from the Jefferson Park area and out, first taking care of the hardest hit areas. Neenah has crews working from west to east. Oshkosh police say an 18-year-old Oshkosh man has turned himself in for a shooting incident that occurred in the city last month. Javion Stark was wanted for questioning about an incident in which a weapon was fired in the air. Officers were dispatched to the 1200 block of Titan Court early the morning of July 16th. No one was injured by the gunfire. Stark was wanted on a felony warrant by probation and parole. At the time, Stark was considered armed and dangerous. He turned himself in at the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office. A Clintonville man convicted of causing the death of his 9-month-old daughter will not get a new trial based on an argument the medication he was taking could cause violent behavior. Chad Sprenger, now 48, was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and substantial battery for the March 26, 2002 death of his daughter, Alexis. He was sentenced to 32 years in prison. In his appeal, Sprenger said he was taking a prescribed selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor medication for depression when he abused Alexis, eventually fracturing her skull and causing her death. In 2023, he argued that new studies showing that the use of those drugs can cause violent behavior in some people is a new factor that warrants sentence modification. The circuit court denied the motion and Sprenger appealed. In a 7-page decision issued Thursday, the appeals court also rejected that argument. Wisconsin is reaching its peak for the tick season. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
Typically, it peaks in late July or early August. According to the state's Department of Health Services, the two types of most common ticks that bite people are the deer or black-legged tick and the wood or dog tick. A third type of tick that can bite people or pets is the Lone Star tick. Bites from all three ticks can make you sick. Fond du Lac County Public Health Officer Kim Miller says state residents want to enjoy the summer weather, so they do run the risk of tick bites while outdoors.
You know, I think in Wisconsin, we're spending more time outdoors, hiking, camping, gardening, hunting, you know, mowing the lawn, you know, which all increases our chances of encountering these lovely ticks that, you know, are in abundance in many of our outdoor areas.
Miller says you should check yourself, your kids, and your pets if they spend any time in wooded areas, tall grass, or around loose leaves. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Voting in person for the partisan primary election wraps up this weekend at municipal clerk offices. In Ripon, voting at City Hall is from 7:30 until 5 p.m. for those who don't want to wait until the Tuesday election to cast their ballots. Remember, it is a partisan primary, and you can only vote for members of one party. Offices up for election include Congress, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, Secretary of State, State Treasurer, State Senate and Assembly, County Sheriff, and Clerk of Circuit Court. If you're not registered to vote, you can do it at the polls, but you will need an ID and proof of residency. Officials with the Green Lake Association say more than $575,000 was raised at the Lake Ball last weekend, making it the most successful fundraising event in the association's 75-year history. Together, guests celebrated the people, traditions, and memories that connect people to Green Lake while reaching the goal of 75 tribute gifts, unlocking Doug and Diane Oberhelman's $75,000 challenge gift. The Pregon family then doubled the impact with an additional $75,000 matching gift. There's still time to make your tribute gift at greenlakeassociation.org. A fun way to learn more about what the association does is at one of their coffee connections. There's one this morning from 7:30 until 9 at the GLA Conference Room at Town Square in Green Lake. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. First, it was lettuce tied to Taco Bell. Now, jalapenos linked to Chipotle and Qdoba are the source of another outbreak of foodborne illnesses. Federal health officials are investigating a salmonella outbreak that has sickened people across 27 states, including Wisconsin. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said this week, Minnesota and Colorado account for the vast majority of cases, with 110 each. So far, fewer than a dozen people in Wisconsin have gotten sick with salmonella linked to the outbreak. The CDC says 36 people have been hospitalized across the country, but no one has died. FBI Director Kash Patel was recently in Wisconsin talking law enforcement and cybersecurity. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
FBI Director Patel and Congressman Van Orden answered a number of law enforcement-focused questions during what they called the fireside chat, covering topics from investigating fraud to combating increasingly common AI-powered scams. The visit from FBI Director Patel was the latest in a string of high-profile Republican visits to the Chippewa Valley over recent months as the midterm election draws near. Previous visits have featured President Donald Trump himself, as well as his cabinet secretaries like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Brooke Rollins, and Dr. Mehmet Oz. Congressman Van Orden will face off with the 2024 Democratic nominee Rebecca Cook or former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge in November, depending on the outcome of the Democratic primary election next week. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
That primary takes place Tuesday, August 11th. If you're heading out to Packers Family Night or hitting the first weekend of the state fair, forecasters say you're in luck weather-wise for the most part. National Weather Service forecasters in Green Bay say it'll be sunny and warm at Lambeau for most of the day, but there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. Down in West Allis, it looks like a cream puff of a forecast. Forecasters say storm chances do move in Saturday night. Wisconsin is gearing up for what could be one of the busiest summer travel weekends of the year. With the state fair in full swing alongside local festivals and sporting events, motorists should anticipate heavier than normal congestion on highways surrounding Milwaukee and other vacation hotspots. State transportation officials are urging drivers to account for extra travel time, reduce speed in work zones, and monitor road conditions prior to departing. Local tourism operators are also forecasting a significant surge in activity throughout the state this weekend. Turns out Wisconsin is such a nice place to visit, many who travel north to our state decide to stay, especially those leaving the Windy City for the Brew City. A new U-Haul report suggests Milwaukee is still drawing people from Chicago. The company says Milwaukee was the top destination for Chicago movers in the Gen X and millennial groups, while Wisconsin was the number one state for Chicago boomers, too. At the same time, people leaving Milwaukee were more likely to move to places like Texas or Florida. U-Haul says the data comes from one-way rental patterns over the past year. A Madison-based VA hospital is participating in a new clinical trial to treat alcohol use disorder, or AUD, in veterans. The William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison is one of 18 VA medical centers across the country participating in the study to test the use of GLP-1 medications as a treatment for AUD. The study, known as the Cessation of Reduction of Alcohol Consumption in Veterans Trial, will enroll more than 600 veterans at VA medical centers nationwide. Researchers will track participants between the ages of 18 and 80 to study changes in drinking, health, and quality of life while they receive weekly injections of either GLP-1, semaglutide, or a placebo over a 24-week period. The goal is to expand the tools available to help veterans take control of their health and recovery. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers homestand continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open up a home weekend series against the Twins. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 in front of 38,000 fans. Dustin May, picked up in that trade with the Cardinals, allowed only 2 runs on just 3 hits over 6 complete innings to earn the win.
It was definitely exciting. Definitely had a little rust to knock off. It's been 8 or 9 days since my last one. So, it was good to get out there and compete. And the guys played great behind me, and we scored some runs. So it was a great team win.
NFL former Badger Jonathan Taylor signed a 2-year extension with the Colts worth $44 million, making him the second highest paid running back in the league behind the Lions' Jahmyr Gibbs. Tonight in Green Bay, it's family night at Lambeau Field. Will there be any live tackling?
I think for the young guys, it'll be one period. It'll be like 10 plays, then we'll let them kind of get their first crack at it.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the low to mid 80s this afternoon. We are keeping an eye on a chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening. Our overnight low upper 50s, low 60s. And then on Saturday, sunshine with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.